Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm alone in the dark, even though...
Little Chicago brings us back 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We update it every day for you. Got new stuff to read, listen to, watch. You can check out our videos there. Subscribe to my newsletter. Answer the poll question right there on the homepage. All kinds of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Updated every day. And at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget, our mobile site is m.smallbusinessadvocate.com. And also, we have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/Jim Blasingame. We're on Twitter, we're on Facebook. Check it all out. Carl Szabo is with us, folks. It's pronounced with a Z, but there's an S in front of that Z. Carl Szabo, S-Z-A-B-O. He's chief policy counsel at NetChoice. That's netchoice.org. Carl, we're talking about your semi-annual iAwful 2012 list. These are the ugly laws that the state and federal governments pass that are impediments to e-commerce, to the online world. We've been going through the list of them. You got 10 of them here. Number 5 is an old one, isn't it? The advertiser nexus revenue ruling.
Oh yes. Yes, this is the oldie but baddie.
It never gets old, does it?
No. States are desperate for any way to collect tax revenue right now, and mm-hmm. even if it harms their own citizens, even if it harms their own businesses, it's a cutting off their nose in spite of their face approach to tax collection. And the advertiser nexus would basically require online sellers to collect and remit sales for out-of-state sales. So the example I like to use is my mom is a bead designer, and she has a website, theafine.com.
Mm-hmm.
If she is based in Maryland. If she sells into North Dakota, these types of bills and rulings would require her to figure out the laws, tax jurisdictions of North Dakota. There are presently 9,600 different tax jurisdictions
right.
across the country, and forcing out-of-state sellers to collect and remit these sales taxes is really difficult for small businesses.
I've been talking about this issue for at least 10 years, maybe more, mostly with Steve Del Bianco, your president, but it still hasn't gotten done. They still haven't made it happen, but they're still talking about it. They're still trying. This is something we're dealing with, folks, for a long time. How is this different from number 3, mandate for remote retailers to collect sales tax?
Right. So the mandate would be a federal approach, and that one really hits the small business guys. The advertiser nexus, in essence, in order for a state to force a small business to collect and remit sales taxes, that small business must have some sort of physical presence. The best example is the reason that Target and Walmart collect and remit sales taxes. Because they have stores in those states.
Yeah.
When you make the purchase online. So the advertiser nexus is, in order to create that physical presence, if you advertise through a website with a banner ad, like on Jim Blasingame's website, if you have a banner ad, if Amazon had a banner ad, they would have physical presence where your company is located. And
wow.
Pennsylvania and Vermont.
Just the purchasing of a banner ad gives you a nexus.
Correct.
Huh.
Correct. If there's a click-through.
Talk about
Pennsylvania and Vermont go even... Right. And Pennsylvania and Vermont go even further. They say an advertisement in any medium. So if Carl Szabo bought an ad in the Philadelphia Inquirer, suddenly I have physical presence in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. And which means it's virtually impossible to regulate because you don't know where an ad in some media you don't know where the ad might pop up, like if it were on XM or something like that. So that's very interesting. Let's move over and talk about the number one issue. This is a big kahuna. Tell us about it.
So the number one issue is we call it legacy regulations that have become barriers to e-commerce. So when the internet came online, and you have these new business models coming online. The entrenched interests of legacy companies sometimes freak out because they see a new competitor to their business
model. The real estate lobby, the real estate brokerage lobby went nuts over this a few years ago, didn't they?
Yes, they did. They tried to prevent the online e-realty through through sites like Redfin.
Same thing with contact lenses in some states.
Exactly. 1-800-CONTACTS had difficulty because optometrists would not give you your prescription. So we're seeing this come up again. Most recently, we picked three examples. One is Uber Cab. Mm-hmm. Uber is a intermediary where you can order a town car to come and pick you up. And in D.C., the D.C. Taxi Cab Commissioner called Uber's model illegal. And actually had a sting operation. And what's surprising is Chapter 12.99 of the D.C. Taxi Cab Regulation explicitly exempts Uber's model for car services. So
these are local and state organizations that government agencies that are trying to, if they can't be competitive with the online world, they're trying to regulate them and legislate themselves advantages, aren't they?
Oh yes, they're using their size and their history with these governments to make sure that they stay on top.
And that's the reason they're called the legacy
exactly.
Regulations. Carl Szabo, thanks for being here. Netchoice.org is a site, folks. You can see all the things there that we've been talking about. Carl, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you very much, Jim, for having me.
See you next time. Quick break, 29 after. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.